Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. We are having such fun looking at Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 and following, for it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And when the scripture here is talking about having the mind of Christ in us, it means this: we are to have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. As we approach life, we're to allow the same attitude that God has towards life. Well, how would we know how God thinks about life? I'll tell you how we know, because God came here and became one of us. He became a human being. So we don't have to guess anymore about what God's like. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, and he's taken the guesswork out of being God. And so his approach to life is the same kind of approach we should have. And when I've looked at his life, one of the great things I've noticed about him is he had a total focus, a focused mind. He came here to do a job and he did it. He came and came to earth and became a servant. Do you know anything about having a focus in your life? Becoming a servant? Well, you know, what is a servant? A servant is somebody who helps other people. And a servant is somebody who handles orders. A servant is not here to fulfill his own will, but rather the will of his master. And that was the focus that Jesus had. From a child, do you remember how he declared his focus? He says, "I must be about my Father's business." That was his focus. He was here on earth to do the will of his Father in heaven. And didn't he teach us, "When you pray, say, 'Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come'"? Wait for it. "Thy will be done." Where? On earth. And that's how he wants us to think. He wants us to have that same focus. And I'm going to guarantee you something. Now listen to me. I'm going to guarantee you this. You will never know true peace and true fulfillment in your life until you have that same focus. Let me ask you a weak question. Is your life all about you? I mean, are you the center of your universe? Then I'm going to guarantee you this. You will never know true contentment. Now, I'm not getting at you. I'm here to help you. But when we look at the mind of Christ, we see it was a focused mind, and he sought continually to do the will of his Father. In John 5 and verse 30, he says, "I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." So is this your focus? Or is life all about you, my dear friend? If you were the center of your own world, you're out of touch with God. But be reconciled unto God. God has come here himself in the person of his Son and has died upon the cross and shed his own blood for our sins so that we can be reconciled and brought back into focus. Won't you trust him today to save you? And he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht.